Okay, welcome everyone. I'm Paul Kengor. I teach political science at Grove City College. I also run the Center for Vision and Values there. And shameless plug, check out our website, visionandvalues.org, faithandfreedom.com. But it's great to be here, this lovely hotel and city. Grand Rapids is a great town. I can't remember, I think it was here 5 or 6 years ago, but I always enjoy coming here. And this hotel is just beautiful. This room is beautiful. So I thank Lenore, Ely, and everybody for asking me to chair this first panel on the origins of the welfare state, the origins of the welfare state. So we have three presenters today, Eric Kurlander, Gil Harp, and Joe Johnston. And I'm not going to waste much time here on setting it all up. Just give you some ground rules. Each of these gentlemen is going to speak for about 20 minutes, and I'll introduce each before they talk. And then at the end of that, we'll take questions. So save your questions until after all three of them have presented. So first, Dr. Eric Kurlander is professor of modern European history and chair of the history department at Stetson University. Kurlander studied at Bowdoin College and Harvard. At Harvard, he got his MA and his PhD before arriving at Stetson in 2001. He teaches courses on modern German, European, and world history. His most recent book, co-edited volume, is Transcultural Encounters Between Germany and India, Kindred Spirits in the 19th and 20th Centuries. So you got to be the only expert on that. There can't be a lot of experts on that. He said he's not an expert. His last book, Living with Hitler, Liberal Democrats in the Third Reich, published by Yale University Press, 2009, illuminates the ways in which German liberals negotiated, resisted, and in some ways accommodated the Third Reich. His first book, The Price of Exclusion, Ethnicity, National Identity, and the Decline of German Liberalism, 1898 to 1933, that came out in 2006. He's published articles in leading journals, including Central European History, German History, and the Journal of Contemporary History, and held research and writing fellowships with the Fulbright Foundation, the German Historical Institute, the German Academic Exchange Service, the Krupp Foundation, and Harvard's Program for the Study of Germany in Europe. His current projects, these are very interesting. His current projects include a textbook, The West in Question, Continuity and Change, which is under contract with Oxford University Press, an edited volume with Monica Black, The Nazi Soul Between Science and Religion, Revisiting the Occult Roots and Legacies of Nazism, and that's under contract with Camden House, and a monograph, Hitler's Monsters, A Supernatural History of the Third Reich. And that's under contract with Yale University Press. In his free time, Kurlander enjoys parenting, reading, travel, sports, and popular culture. So away from these works on Hitler's monsters and the occult of the Third Reich and all that stuff. So here he is to speak on Germany's road to or from serfdom, and then that's a question mark, liberalism and the social question in the post-Bismarckian era. Eric Kurlander.